For more than 30 years, the Pacific Salmon Treaty has allocated salmon stocks shared between the U.S. and Canada. It's renegotiated every 10 years. This latest version expires at the end of the year. Formal talks finished in mid-August. Now the numbers are out. Alaska will accept a 7.5% reduction compared to 12.5% for Canada. In Washington and Oregon, the cuts range between 5 to 15%. Alaska Fish and Game Deputy Commissioner Charlie Swanton headed Alaska's delegation.
There's some that would consider it to be winners and losers, and I think in this case, I think everybody was equally disappointed.
It's unclear just what the 7.5% cut will mean for Alaska's fisheries, but it will certainly mean less fishing time and other conservation measures. Reaction was mixed. Samantha Weinstein, executive director of Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, said cuts were inevitable.
The decrease is unfortunate. We always regret losing the opportunity for clients to catch even just one more fish, but conservation needs to be put first.
But Alaska's troll fleet, which has seen historic reductions in its lucrative Chinook catch this summer, had urged delay.
It's always been crystal clear that we don't want any cuts.
Amy Doherty is executive director of the Alaska Trollers Association.
You know, we have, of course, a variation of opinion throughout our organization, but no one wanted cuts.
Commercial fishermen, most of them trollers, held rallies in recent months, urging the governor not to commit to more cuts. Some appealed directly to President Donald Trump, calling it a bad deal for Alaska. Governor Bill Walker met with treaty critics. In a statement, Walker said he'd explored a one-year delay, but decided it wasn't feasible. He called the outcome the best deal possible for Alaska. Sitka troller Kevin Pfeiffer said that'll be remembered come November.
The troll fleet is not going to take this lying down. This is going to be something that Governor Walker has to deal with this fall when he's running for re-election.
Chinook salmon returns are at historic lows. Swanton said federal biologists warned that the existing treaty is inadequate to conserve threatened fish species.
And if we didn't have a treaty, it is likely, and it has happened in the past, where some provisions of the Endangered Species Act would essentially be affecting how the state of Alaska operates our salmon fisheries in Southeast Alaska.
In other words, it could invite federal intervention into the state's fisheries. The ink's not dry yet. The deal is still pending legal review in Washington and Ottawa. Only then can it be formally ratified by diplomats from both countries. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.